Chapter 2 Finding Good Investment Properties. There are over 65 million homes in the United States, and the vast majority are single-family dwellings. For the beginning investor, this inventory represents a huge treasure trove of getting-started properties. They are everywhere. To find the best one for you, you just have to know how to sift through the pile. Before jumping in, however, it's important to clearly define what we're looking for. A house makes a great first investment, probably the best. However, it's not just any house we want. It's a house we can make a profit on. That means that we must be able to buy it inexpensively. The ideal investment property will sell for below market price. Where do we find it? In this chapter, we're going to consider five areas. 1. Properties listed with local agents. 2. Properties listed as for sale by owner, or FSBO, pronounced FISBO. 3. Properties listed on the Internet. 4. Foreclosures and properties listed as real estate owned, REOs. 5. Government repos. In any endeavor, it's important to take advantage of what's already out there to help you. In other words, if you want to build a wheelbarrow, it's wise not to set about reinventing the wheel. Already in place is a vast network of listed properties. Indeed, at any given time, probably around 85% of the properties for sale are listed with agents. So the first step is to tap into this resource. I've heard many beginning investors say something like, "There's nothing good listed. If there were, an investor or agent would have already bought it." That's a mistake in thinking. Normally, there are so many properties for sale at any given time that there are bargains out there just waiting to be discovered. Further, every agent I've ever known would much rather get a commission, which means immediate income, than buy a listed property, which means a long-term investment. Agents need that constant influx of cash that commissions supply to survive. Normally, they buy for investment only as a last resort. All of which is to say that the person who complains about the lack of bargains and listings probably hasn't taken the time to look. Only after you've spent a month or two checking out all currently listed properties in your area should you conclude that there's nothing for you in the MLS, or Multiple Listing Service. You'll want to work with an agent who has access to the Multiple Listing Service in your area. Agents who have MLS access are usually members of the National Association of Realtors, NAR. Tell your agent exactly what you're interested in. If you're just getting started, chances are you're looking for a house both as a place to live and as an investment. You have your choice of the greatest selection of properties on the MLS. Look for stale listings. Stale properties are those that have been listed the longest. A seller who puts a property on the market on Monday isn't likely to cut his or her price by Friday. On the other hand, a seller who's had his or her property on the market for 3 months with no activity is likely to be very anxious to make a deal and cut his or her price to do it. In a normal market, a large number of properties will be in the stale category. Indeed, most properties will take 2 months or more to sell. In a slow market, you'll want to extend your time frame to homes that have gone unsold for 6 months or longer. In a hot market, however, you will have to reduce that time frame, sometimes to a few weeks. Look for price reductions. Another indication that a seller is anxious to dump a property is a price reduction, particularly a large reduction. A seller who cuts the price by $1,000 is merely trying to attract attention. A seller who cuts the price by $10,000 is serious. Multiple price reductions, particularly when they come in close succession, indicate a very anxious seller. I once bought a home from sellers who were so anxious to sell that they were cutting their price $10,000 a week until they finally sold the property. If I had waited long enough, I could have gotten the property for nothing, although certainly someone else would have bought it long before then. When you find a property that has been reduced in price and that otherwise seems suitable, don't feel you have to offer the current asking price. Just because a seller has reduced the price doesn't mean the price is at rock bottom. Treat a reduced price as you would any other, the starting point for negotiations. Work down from there. Check for clues in the listings. Listing agents have a duty to protect their clients, in this case, the sellers, and they must do everything they can to attract buyers. This means letting buyers know when sellers are highly motivated to sell, which they accomplish often by writing clues into the listing. Look for phrases such as highly motivated, or bring in all offers, or wants to move immediately. You get the idea. The agent is sending out the word that this seller is very anxious and will consider low-ball offers. If the property is also listed with price reductions, you probably have a real opportunity in the making. Check out the properties. While this may seem simple-minded, the fact is that some beginning investors prefer the paperwork to the legwork. They will find a property that looks terrific on paper and make an offer. Another mistake. Real estate properties are not homogeneous. That means that every property has unique characteristics. No matter how good a property looks on paper, you have to check it out physically before you make an offer for it. You might find that this terrific property backs up to a dump site, or it has high-tension electric wires traveling over the fence line, or the street in front is all broken up and the city has no plans to fix it, or nothing takes the place of looking at a property.